Hello, my dear. Happy welcome to this global meeting specifically designed for you success. As you know, scientists find out that we could use just 5% of our potential. Another 95% is came from God. And that's how all the history was developing, how the scientists find out different laws, and because of God inspired them. All of this technology and development also is from God. And this is just a simple glimpse of the all the universe, how it functions. So you will enjoy this meeting together with God, as this is a meeting in direct presence of God. And also it will help it in your life, in your family, community, country, and the whole world, as we pray for peace 2027 to be done as soon as possible, because everything is ready, technology and everything. Just we human beings supposed to get rid of the of this historical baggage of sin and invest in the real substantial peace. Thus, we are uniting people, organization, and global peace building network. And there were so many miracles in our meetings. Just turn on suggest per list and listen God's words. All of this 953rd meeting a row. You receive all of this blessing. Just watch the video, share this video, stay till the end to receive full blessing and full success for today. Let's go with powerful music, powerful quotes. More about us is below the video. Subscribe the channel and share this message to billions. Enjoy, rejoice. Okay. Powerful music. Lord, lift me up. Let's see how God will raise up today as we pray for success. A new life, a new family, business, community, organization, church, everywhere, all walks of life. And not just for the simple individual, but also for the country's success, that all of them, everyone, want to live in the heavenly kingdom and world of peace. So let's realize it as we are on the global prayer chain. We pray at 7 p.m. And we invite everyone to join at 7 p.m. their local time and pray 1 minute plus for peace 2027. All of them, from simple people to president. So let's see what God prepared for us today, the words of God. Stay till then to receive all the blessing. If human beings had not fallen in the first place, we would now be living in the homeland where God will be happy, will take delight in everything, and will be able to love wholeheartedly. That is what should have happened from the beginning. This earth was meant to be our homeland. Our homeland was meant to be the kingdom of God on earth. It will have started with God at the center, and all relationship would have been formed through God's love. We would not be ignorant of God, but would experience His existence and His love. If all humanity lived in God's love, we will all be one large family, relating to one another as brothers and sisters. Then, having lived as God's family in God's kingdom on earth, we would go to God's kingdom in heaven, in the spirit world. God's kingdom in heaven is our original homeland. However, our owning to the fall, God's kingdom on earth has never came about. Therefore, God's kingdom in heaven is also vacant. No one has ever entered that kingdom. And we know that God sent already a Messiah second coming, and they built already the heavenly kingdom already the 12th year. So the heavenly kingdom already start to be populated. You could receive ID card in the heavenly kingdom by Messiah blessing. And let's go with our global prayer chain and invite our Honorable Irina. She is a great leader there in heavenly Africa. Please, Irina, say a powerful prayer for peace 2027 and success overall.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Let us pray. Good evening, our most precious heavenly parents. Good evening, our beloved true parents of heaven and earth and all humankind. Good evening, our beloved Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly parents, we've come today to talk with you because you said in the Bible that if you have anything troubling you, come, let's talk about it. And let us reason it out. So we've come, Heavenly parents, with our hearts full of sorrow, because we are yearning for peace. We are yearning to see that original place that you had originally meant us to be, the Garden of Eden. And in our reading today, it seems no one has ever been in that Garden of Eden or experienced the love that you gave to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. However, Heavenly parents, we are working hard now on earth to see that we go back to the beginning, to get your love, to get your wisdom, and to learn your ways. So please help us. 24 is for peace by the year 2027. Heavenly parents, you said in the Bible in Philippians that the peace of God that transcends all times will guard us, will guide our hearts and our mind. So when we get peace, we shall have you in our hearts and in our minds, and you will be our guardian, heavenly parents. We are really troubled these days with so many thoughts, thoughts of pride, envy, anger, and negativity, thoughts of leaders with corruption, suspicious thoughts, Father. Please, please, heavenly parents, help us to get rid of all these so that we can be citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Let us be qualified to be citizens of the kingdom of heaven by cleansing ourselves in prayer and in good deeds so that peace can happen by the year 2027. I pray for our brothers and sisters on the forum, those online and those offline. I pray for every action that we do every day, be guided towards peacemaking, living for the sake of others. Thank you for today, Heavenly Parents. If we have made any mistakes, please forgive us. For what we have done right, we give glory to you. May your name always be praised. And may you live happily with us after the year 2027 in that kingdom of heaven. I want to report my prayer and pray as Elina Rutanje of the Central Blessed Family. Adieu, adieu, adieu. Amen, amen, amen.
Adieu, adieu, amen, amen. So beautiful to hear how you speak with Heavenly Parent. We learn a lot. Yeah, very good. Keep like that. Let's invite our brother Muisa from DRC. Muisa, can you say a powerful prayer for peace, even in French?
On peut prier.
For peace 2027.
Nous prions, Seigneur Céleste. Nous vous transmettons ce travail au nom de Jésus. Vous voyez que nous avons un programme de Peace of God, c'est-à-dire nous sommes devant vous. Nous te mettons nos programmes jusqu'à la fin. Vous voyez que c'est un programme très louable pour aider le monde. Vraiment, nous te remercions pour cette occasion. Nous remettons nos programmes devant tes mains. Vraiment, nous te louons, Seigneur. Vous voyez que nous sommes tes humains. Et avant de faire toute chose, nous devons t'appeler Seigneur. Vous voyez que vraiment, nous mettons tout le programme dans votre main. Nous mettons les personnes qui vont intervenir dans ce programme en notre main, Seigneur. Vraiment, nous te prions, nous vous appelons. Vraiment, ayez patience de nous. Nous te remettons le monde dans tes mains. Vous voyez qu'il y a des sangs des innocents qui coulent partout au monde. Vraiment, nous t'appelons pour essayer d'amener la paix. C'est vous qui va amener la paix. Vous avez la fin des mots. C'est-à-dire que vraiment, si nous te mettons au nom du Seigneur, nous appelons votre nom, le nom tout-puissant. Nous te prions ainsi. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much, Muisa. So nice prayer. Yeah, please join my prayer too. Dear Heavenly Parent and beloved True Parents, we are so happy to meet you live here as you bless us in this concrete day to meet globally and pray for success for all 8 billion people on earth to be successful, all communities, cities, countries, and all world to be in heavenly success and get the victory, victory 2027, the world peace, and even more quickly, it could be done, victory by 2025 as Messiah inspire us. Dear Heavenly Parent, I came to pray. I came to pray for my brothers and sisters who join here as a representative of humanity. All of them, they are coming daily, join hearts together and pray for humanity. Because you ask us, Heavenly Parent, to pray for the sick, we see how suffering our brothers and sisters. We see how suffering there in the news, and they are just argue with each other, listening the evil voices in their head. Dear Heavenly Parent, enough is enough. You sent the Messiah, and all of these evil voices could be relieved. All Advent Plus people want to be free, free from sin. Let it be, because God sent the Messiah and coming, only the Son of God, and their true parents build heavenly kingdom. The 12 feel already. Just we're supposed to inherit in our life, in our family, communities, and all countries, all the presidents and prime ministers to receive the Messiah and build the world, because there is no other way. We see how the evil spirits attacking the world even more and more, and only salvation for the 5% of our potential that was impossible to break through historically, we could receive from God 95% through their direct emissaries here, right here on earth, the true parents, only because Son, only because Daughter, the socialization of the Holy Spirit right now, right on this earth, we are breathing the same air with them. Dear Heavenly Parent, we understand that we are insufficient, and therefore was impossible historically, as Adam and Eve flew from the garden, and all humanity was vagabonds. And sometimes you could have possibility to work with the prophets for some hours or years, but majority of the you children was suffering without God, just. Few moments in life when they could do it. But now, as we live in the era of the direct presence of God opened by the Messiah's coming, the God is directly with us as a light, without any shadow, without any trace of sin. So thus, I pray very much for my brothers and sisters who join here together as representative of humanity. I pray for Apostle Sylvester. I pray for Amos in Gabon, for Irina in Uganda, for Muisa in DRC, and I'm with Jan and Stella in Europe, dear Heavenly Parent. Please protect all of us, really protect us, and show us how we could do your will. Not just us, but how we could pass it to meet concrete, specific, prepared people by you as the John the Baptist, and build this heavenly kingdom by 2027, and even more quickly by 2025. Heavenly Parent, there are age of miracles already start. May you energy pour on the earth, absolute pure energy to purify all of this planet, what is polluted to the argues and the separation, the family separated, country are fighting, and even they are last days, they try even to scare each other with the satanic weapons, with the nuclear and all of this crazy satanic energy. Dear Heavenly Parent, may you prophecy became true, to that all of these weapons to become luxuries as soon as possible. Dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us every day, every hour, every second. And let thy will be done, peace on earth by 2027. And starting from today, every day, accelerate. Let these miracles go and flourish. Dear Heavenly Parent, I pray one more time for brothers and sisters who join here. I pray for all others who share this video, who join this video, and make let this make this global prayer chain, and invite our brothers and sisters globally, all 8 billions, from simple people to presidents. Many of them was priests, prophets, bishops, archbishop, even the Pope, and religious leaders, presidents and prime ministers, and billionaires, all of them to unite with Messiah's second coming. They receive this blessing just with one great mission, to finish ultimate global peace by 2027 and let they unite to the Messiah and finish this God's will. Please receive this short report. I pray in my name as Nicolae Kirpalas and the Blessed Family. Adieu. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, thank you very much, brothers and sisters. Apostle Sylvester, please say a powerful prayer for peace. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you. We lift up all these groupings into your holy hands, O God. We pray that according to your patterns and your will, O God, let your will manifest in our lives. We pray that the assignment that you've given unto your son, may he never get weary, O God. Father, as Moses' hand was coming down, there were people that supported him, O God. Father, we pray at this juncture that let your servant never be weary, as he has taken a peace agenda for the whole world, of God. Let it manifest in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. Maybe we could invite our sister, Selena, Zena from the USA. We have just a few seconds. Just 1 minute. Maybe, Zena, you could say hello. Greetings from USA.
Greetings from United States of America. We love you, my brothers and sisters, for Christ. We love you all the way from New Jersey to Hawaii. Amen. Aju.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen, amen. How are you? Hope God bless you even more.
God is good. It's good to see our sister Ina.
Yeah.
It's good to see our brother Amos.
Nice seeing you too. I'm happy to see you.
Love you,
okay.
Love you, Nick.